Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of you asked, are masks coming back on planes? I hope not, because I got a flight later this week. I do not want to wear a mask. I mean, I'll bring one. Funny thing is, people, honestly, I've always had masks with me when I've flown, because I would always take care of whoever would be sick on the plane. So I would, you know, let this, serious, like, is there a doctor on the plane? Like, you know, my husband would wake me up, you know, hide the alcohol bottles. And I'd be like, yeah, I'm here. What do you need? And so in case somebody was sick, in case I would just always have a mask. I'm not sure. I just always carry one. So, you know, I change them out. They're clean. I just don't like to wear it, but I have them. So the Justice Department, I guess, has asked a federal judge, is asking to reverse the order lifting airplane mask mandates. You know, look at how it's a double negative. The Justice Department, Biden's Justice Department on Tuesday, asked a federal appeals court, this was last week, to overturn a U.S. District Court's Judge April order that declared the government mandate wearing masks on airplanes, buses, and transit hubs is unlawful. That's a lot of negatives. So the government mandate requiring masks was told unlawful. The Justice Department wants to overturn the ban on covering your face. Last week, hours after a federal judge in Florida declared the mandate unlawful, the Biden administration said they would no longer enforce it. The Justice Department told the appeals court that the CDC issued an order January 2021, and it was within the agency's legal authority. CDC had not responded as of last week. Days before U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball's order in April, the CDC did extend the mask requirements. They kept extending it until finally a judge said, done. The CDC said earlier last month that it still recommends travelers continue to wear masks on airplanes, trains, and buses. So this appeal, I don't think, is going into effect. I mean, if you're about to travel, which is one of you had written me this weekend going, do you need to bring the mask or not? Just carry the mask. Just stick it in. Luckily, it doesn't weigh that much or take up. Just bring some masks just in case somebody changes their mind. I was very frustrated with the fact that the airline would say, okay, wear a mask. You need to wear a mask. And they wouldn't hand it to you. They don't have it. So if you don't have the mask, you just literally have to get off the plane. I mean, I've been to hospitals, and the mask is right there. So I'm like, oh, I need a new one. Okay, thank you. And then I can put one on. Like, oh, you want us to wear a mask? Okay, do you have one? Great. And I put it on. The airplanes don't want to spend any more money than they're spending. So you don't have the mask, you're off the plane. So that's my problem, and that's why I'm carrying it. And I know many of you are mixed. So many of my friends who are very liberal thinking are like, I can't believe they got rid of the mask mandate. I can't believe they got rid of the mask mandate. And every time I try to say, but the masks weren't necessarily stopping the spread, they just don't believe me. And I'm a doctor. I told you, this virus outsmarted the masks. And here's my thing with it. You know, even if I thought it was 100% effective, I tried it myself. I have flown during the pandemic, and I didn't breathe well with the mask on. And that scared me. Trust me, COVID scares me. But it scared me that I couldn't breathe. Now, last year, I had flown to New York, and I'm about to do the same flight, which is at least a five and a half hour flight for me. Especially when you're stuck on the tarmac, and then you have to wait to get off and all that. and you have to have the mask on. Luckily, so far this time, no mask. But when I did that last time, that was some of the most difficult. And then to go back, that was another 5 hours. That was 10 hours of being uncomfortable. And I'm not an anxious person. All I know is I felt like I couldn't breathe. It was weird. So when somebody says I can't breathe in the mask, as a doctor, I believe them. When somebody says the mask gives me acne, I believe them. That happened to me too. You know, one thing that was nice about the mask is I didn't have to always chew gum for my breath, right? I didn't have to always wear makeup. I didn't have to do an upper lip wax. But it really scared me that I was not getting the oxygen I need. And I'm not asthmatic, thank God. I'm not a smoker. I feel I have healthy lungs. But when you go up in the air and there's an oxygen shift, partial pressure of oxygen changes, for some of us, we feel it. Now, I've flown in some planes where I didn't feel it that much. But all I know is on that plane, it was the one, maybe it's because of the hours. Yeah, I've done a lot of short flights to Reno. It's about 45 minutes. It's not that big a deal. But man, five and a half hour staying on a plane, I couldn't handle it. It was, I had to keep asking for water or a drink because that was the only way I was able to remove the mask. And I know some of you are like, oh, well, you were spreading disease. We've been spreading disease the whole time. Once your mask, and I hated this rule as a medical student, but once our mask got wet, we were yelled at if we were using it. It was like, throw it out. You already contaminated as wet. Get a fresh one on. So you would have to use a fresh mask before each patient. So don't tell me, as a doctor, with you being a doctor or a public health official, that somebody's mask they've been wearing all day is working. Once you breathe on it and your respiration makes it wet, you already disrupt its integrity. N95 respirators a little thick. They might stay a little drier. But most of the stuff we're wearing, it's dirty, it's contaminated, and it's not working once it gets wet. And it gets wet when you breathe on it. So it's a filter in case somebody sneezes or spits on you. And maybe it might stop some particles. But for all the trauma it put two-year-olds and families getting kicked off, and all, it just not worth it. Just not worth it. 1-877-DOCTOR.
People can catch COVID-19 from someone in their household. Dr. Fabian Sandoval is president and CEO of the Emerson Clinical Research Institute.
There's a continuing need to investigate new therapies to help reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19 in addition to improving diversity in clinical trials.
If you're an unvaccinated adult and you live with someone who is symptomatic and tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 5 days, you may be able to join a clinical study evaluating whether an investigational oral treatment could help prevent the spread of COVID-19 within households. Participants will receive study-related care at no cost and may receive reimbursement for study-related time and travel. To learn more, visit covidmoveahead.com. This clinical study is sponsored by Merck Sharp & Dohme Corp., a subsidiary of Merck & Co., Inc.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I got to tell you, the headset always makes my hair messy. My hair is already messy. Now, this is, I really, really like to talk about relationships and couples and husband, partner, wife, partner issues people have. I love talking about that stuff. So apparently one of the messages I got last week, and I couldn't cover because we were covering so much going on, was somebody's wife, and I don't want to read the whole thing. It's a long email, and really, really nice guy. And it sounds like his wife was able to work from home, got a job where she was able to work from home, and the employer wanted her to return back to work. She didn't want to. And so lost the job. Now she's casually looking for a new job. Doesn't really want to work from home, but is looking for a work from home job. Doing the searches, you could hit the filter at home. And the husband, I mean, he seems like a nice guy. It's like, I want my wife to get a job. I want her to work. Even if it's not at home, what do I do? So it's interesting. You know, I mean, my husband and I have had some discussions about money. I think we all need to. I think all couples need to sit down and talk about. You notice I've been re-wearing a lot of, I mean, this is a new blouse, but I usually don't really shop a lot. I don't shop for a lot of clothes. I never wear earrings or necklaces. I don't shop a lot. So my husband and I never really have to talk too much about that. You know, we'll talk about our spending in terms of food and travel and things like that. You know, my makeup, my husband's like, please wear more. And my husband says I could be as liberal as I need to when it comes to putting on and purchasing the makeup. But when it comes to all the other things, you know, but we have had a discussion. I've had a discussion with kids, had a discussion with my mom, where if we are coming into a recession, and despite that, just with the way costs are now, it's going to be tight. And so there are two things you need to do. One is spend less, and two is try to bring in more money. So when you have a spouse that's not working, whereas you had two incomes, then came COVID, then that income is gone while you're having inflation and then possible recession, it's pretty scary. So how do you get your spouse to go back to work? Well, here's the thing. Okay, remember I said you need to do two things. You need to either bring in income or spend less. Now, during COVID lockdowns, during some of the BS we had to deal with the last couple of years, some spouses who were forced not to work did figure out ways to spend less. They figured out how to downsize. They created things. I can't even, you know, start to fathom because I have this other email in front of me, but there, for example, my husband, when he had to close down for 6 weeks from his chiropractic office, he did some things around the house. Rather than us hiring somebody to help us build things, or he did it. So saved money. So if somebody, let's say, is not working because they don't want to go back to the office, that is going to take a conversation. But before you rip them a new one, all right, stop and go, have they still been contributing? Because here's the thing with having a spouse that doesn't work. A spouse not working isn't a bad thing. If they're not being productive, that's where it could be a problem and depression could set in, etc. I mean, how many people have spouses that take care of the kids, take care of the home? That's fantastic. I mean, that's a gift if you have somebody who could be home and, you know, take care of the kids and all that. So not working isn't a bad thing. It's not a sin. Not being productive and just watching TV, gaining weight, not getting anything done, sleeping all day, that could be a sign of depression. It could also age them, you know, have them more prone to dementia. People need a drive. People need something to do. Now, I get some people's hobbies. They want to golf, or they want to shop, or they want to. Well, again, the two things you need to do is bring in money or spend less. So if you have somebody that's spending and not bringing in money, that's when you guys have to have a talk. Now, the job offers that now allow remote are a lot more plentiful than they used to be. But it's really hard to start a new job. I've seen a lot of people, they'll look, they'll find a job online, they'll start doing a remote, they don't like it, and they quit. I can't tell you how many times people think the grass looks greener on the other side of the fence, starts a job, dislikes it. So this is a time where people have this reset, where they might be able to go for a new career. They might be able to find other sorts of jobs that they've really liked doing that they never got to do. You know, for example, I always talk to you guys about how I love marketing. I mean, I'm a physician. I'm in radio. But I will look at a company, and I'm like, this is what they need to do for strategy. Now, nobody wants to hear from you, you know, if you're not in that department. But strategy, I love strategy. If a company says, I need you to help us with strategy, oh, my gosh. Now, usually they already have somebody. Somebody's already in strategy, and they suck, all right? But there's lots of times where you've held a job, and that's not really what you love about it. Medicine. What did I really, really love about medicine? Well, one is the procedures. You know, I love the procedures, but the other is the teaching. I loved teaching. That's why it was just so natural for me to teach. Another thing I loved was counseling, getting couples in there who were fighting about something and bringing them together, bringing people together. Okay, well, that doesn't, you don't have to be a doctor to do that. You could bring people together in a whole variety of ways. So, you know, what you need to do is, if you are having financial issues and the income's not coming, you're going to have to downsize. You're going to have to find ways to cut, because we are in for one hell of a year, maybe two, maybe decade. I know what's going on out there. It is bad. It is bad. In fact, when I wash my makeup off, I've been like splitting, because you get a big, huge sheet. I've been splitting it in half. And I've been putting less makeup on so the one half works. I mean, trust me, I'm trying to save money. We have to save money. We have to shop less. It just, you know, I've been asking my hairs to gray less. My hairdresser, my stylist, Jerry, making me more blonde, because, you know, if I'm going gray, then he gets to use less bleach. I mean, I'm doing everything possible to try to use less resources and to save. Eat less, best time to diet. But if you have a spouse that doesn't want to work, doesn't want to get out of bed, doesn't want to be productive, there might be some other underlying issues. They could have, you know, depression. They could have thyroid issues. They could be, you know, lack of sleep. And so it's going to take, one, their medical provider to make sure they're not ill and need help. But it's also going to take maybe like a career counselor or somebody that can also help them find a way. A lot of people out there hated their job, hate the type of work they do, but it's all they feel like they know how to do and get hired for. How many people will train on the job? There are so many places they're just looking for loyal people who are savvy enough to be able to learn a job. We all have to learn. We all have to learn. I mean, look at how doctors now have to go, oh, okay, well, before you write a narcotic, you need to do this, and you need to do this. And then you have to, when you do the referrals for this insurance changes. The rules are always changing in medicine. Yeah, I'm a trained doctor, but if I go to be a doctor, if I get employment, I have to learn the way they do things. I also have to learn that new culture, who kisses whose butt, and who you don't fight with, and who you're always learning. And I get a lot of people don't like to be at a new job. It stinks to be the new person. But you're going to have to lay out where you guys are with money. And it has to be a team approach. It has to be a family approach. I don't want to see couples break up. I hear that all the time. Well, they don't want to work, or all they want to do is spend. I can't do it anymore. I don't think the couples have to. And I get people are depressed. I get that. But my recommendation is get your head out of your mindset what your title was. Just because a company gave you a title, operations representative. Well, what did you do? Well, I did customer service. Well, I did human resources. I did marketing. I did receiving. I did accounts. Well, then put that on your resume. If these are the things you did, you could hold a job in quality assurance or human resources or something else. And most people like their job not so much because they really, really love the day-to-day tasks, but because they love the environment. I can't tell you how many times I've walked into companies and I'm like, God, it would be fun to work here. It would just be so much fun. That's why I loved waiting tables. Do I really like cleaning up somebody's garbage? Do I really like somebody blowing their nose on the napkin and I have to? No, but I just love the environment. I love the fast pace of a restaurant. So, you know, realize you could do more than you think you can just because your other boss gave you a certain title. And it's got to take a conversation, and we got to figure out how to spend less. 1-877-DOLLY.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A large migrant caravan with between 10 and 15,000 migrants is expected to reach the U.S.-Mexico border sometime this month. The caravan departed the Mexico-Guatemala border on Monday. American veterans visit the American cemetery in Normandy, France, to commemorate the 78th anniversary of D-Day. U.S. Ambassador to France, Denise Campbell Bauer, says thousands of young men from all over the world landed on the beach that day to fight for peace and prosperity.
We, who have had the luxury of living in peace and prosperity, owe to them a duty to remember what they went through and what price they paid. We have a duty to work just as hard for peace in times of peace as they worked for peace in times of war.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. More than 82 million doses of COVID vaccines reportedly have been thrown out since the end of 2020. The CDC has shared with NBC News data showing that from December 2020 through the middle of last month, pharmacies, states, U.S. territories, and federal agencies discarded 82.1 million doses. The widespread waste is in large part because coronavirus vaccines come in multi-dose vials, which all must be used within hours of the vials being opened. A vigilant prayer rally is happening Monday night in southeast Texas for WNBA star Brittany Griner, who's still imprisoned in Russia. Folks will be gathering outside the Toyota Center in Houston just after 6 o'clock Central to honor Phoenix Mercury Center Brittany Griner. Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee saying without proof that Griner has been held hostage in Russia and hopes it'll encourage the White House to keep lobbying for her release. This is USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so how are we doing with cancer? I think we did an amazing job. I mean, not from a public official and political standpoint, but from a medical advancement. I think we did a pretty damn good job with COVID. Need to get a newer shot. Might need to get some medications that don't have a lot of contraindications. But I got to admit, in such a short time, we did good. But I still need help from a cancer standpoint. Okay? We need cancer advancements. And I was very fearful that all this R&D was going to be all about COVID. And we weren't going to be able to, you know, we weren't going to be able to make the advancements we need to when it comes to other cancers. So a small New York City-led cancer trial, according to NBC New York, has achieved a result reportedly never before seen. Total remission of cancer in every one of its patients. The trial was led by doctors at Memorial Sloan Kettering, huge cancer hospital, and backed by drug maker GlaxoSmithKline. They completed treatment of 12 patients. It's a small one, but they had a specific cancer in its early stages with a rare mutation. The results reported yesterday in the New England Journal of Medicine and the New York Times, and they were striking enough to prompt multiple physicians to go, whoa, this is unheard of, unprecedented. According to the New England Journal Medicine paper in the Times report, all 12 patients had rectal cancer. The rectal cancer had not spread beyond the local area, and their tumors all exhibited a mutation affecting the ability of cells to repair damage to DNA. After treating them with the drug dostarlimab, all 12 are now in complete remission. They didn't need to have surgery in the area, they didn't need to undergo chemotherapy, and they didn't have severe side effects. In fact, NBC New York is reporting that there was no trace of cancer whatsoever anywhere in their body. Now, this was 12 patients. Obviously, this has got to be replicated. It's got to be expanded. You know, can you use this medication for other cancer? So, you know, as we get more details on this, I'll definitely share it. But rectal cancer, I can't tell you, sadly, you know, how many people have been affected by that. And it can sneak up on you because people will have, let's say, some bleeding after they poop. Or it'll be itchy down there. Or they'll think they have a hemorrhoid. Well, how many of us get constipated or get hemorrhoids? Or we'll wipe and see a little bit of blood on it? Well, it's because we're told, well, hemorrhoids can bleed. But what I keep telling my patients is, look, the blood you see doesn't necessarily mean it came from a hemorrhoid. There could be a process above the hemorrhoid that caused you to make a hemorrhoid. Now, what's a hemorrhoid? Well, a hemorrhoid is a vein that has collapsed. And your buttocks have a bunch of veins in there. Okay? And when you push, like giving birth, when you strain, being constipated, if you're constantly sitting like a truck driver, it can minimize the ability of these little valves in the veins to work. Because you have valves and veins that help push blood back. It's not as strong as an arterial flow, but it helps get blood back to the body, you know, escaping gravity in order to get back. So when those valves don't work, it pools, and then the veins collapse. And that's kind of what a hemorrhoid is. So when somebody has a hemorrhoid, I need to ask, well, why? Are you constipated? Did you give birth? Are you constantly sitting on your butt? What's going on there? And if somebody is constipated, are you constipated because you're not eating well? Are you constipated because you're not drinking enough fluid? Are you constipated because you have a mass in your colon? And the stool has to take a couple hard turns, and you're pushing and pushing and pushing because it's got to get around the mass, and oh, now you have a hemorrhoid. I'm not saying everybody who has a hemorrhoid has cancer, but that's why whenever you have a hemorrhoid or bleeding, we recommend a colonoscopy. I don't make any money on these colonoscopies. When I send you for a colonoscopy as a doctor, I don't make any money. Somebody else does, but I have to make sure that you don't have a nefarious reason for you to have hemorrhoids and bleeding. So when somebody goes, oh, yeah, you know, I got diagnosed with rectal cancer, and we go, well, what was your symptom? I had hemorrhoids. Well, I'm not saying not all hemorrhoids will get that, but who said you had hemorrhoids? Did anybody look? Did anybody see why you had hemorrhoids? So especially if you have bleeding, pain, itching, it's got to get looked at. See a doctor, they could do an anoscope, which goes in partway a few inches, or a colonoscopy that looks at everything, and get it checked out. But rectal cancer, I believe that's what Farrah Fawcett died of. It's not an easy, it's a painful cancer. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There was some advancement in breast cancer. AstraZeneca's Daiichi's Enhertu is able to transform breast cancer treatment. Now, this was a landmark trial with AstraZeneca and Daiichi Sankyo, and they think it's going to open up a new breast cancer category, treatment category, and offer HER2 targeted therapy for many patients who have HER2 negative disease. Now, being triple negative doesn't bode well. And so we need to have cancer therapies that can help attack some of the more, shall we say, ominous or difficult to treat. So some of these breast cancer, shall we say, prognoses is based on if it's an estrogen sensitive cancer or based on certain receptors. So a lot of people get breast cancer, a more milder kind, that can kind of be addressed after treated and recurrence prevented by preventing estrogen. So, you know, blocking estrogen. When you get hot flashes, you feel miserable, you could lose your bone mass, but at least it won't trigger any more estrogen-sensitive cancer. But then there's other cancers that don't really have that much to do with the estrogen. So it makes it harder to treat, and it makes it harder to control. So according to this, it was a Phase 3 Destiny Breast 04 study, and it showed that the company's ENHERTU drug reduced the risk of disease progression or death by a whopping 50% and the risk of death by 36% in a group of patients with previously treated HER2 low metastatic breast cancer. Following up 18.4 months later, year and a half later, they extended the mean time patients live without disease to 10 months versus 5.1 months. The drug prolonged patients' lives to a median of 23.4 months or almost 2 years compared to those treated with chemo. So, again, huge advancement. You know, HER expression is determined by two tests, an immunohistochemical analysis that measures the amount of HER2 protein on cancer cells, and then the other is the Insight to hybridization, which they use for genetic to detect genetic materials. And they say tumors with an IHC of at least a 3 or a positive ISH test are labeled HER2 positive, and then they could receive an HER2 drug. But they're trying to work with the ones that are HER2 negative and those are low and those that could be more aggressive and difficult to treat. So it's very, very cool. And I know it's frustrating for people going, I don't want to think about getting cancer. I don't want to get cancer. I've had cancer. Doctors never leave me alone. I got to tell you something, and I get it. You know, having had cancer scares and having had to go to doctors for follow-up, you know, I've been very fortunate to not actually have cancer, but having had surgeries and, you know, constant evaluations and scans. You know, the good to it all, if there is any good, is that hopefully nothing happens on their watch. The worst sort of position you could be in is when you're living in bliss and all of a sudden somebody says, wow, you have stage 4 cancer. So I'd rather we be checked. Like, you know, we take care of our cars, we take care of our bodies. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800. And mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I don't think, you know, President Biden has as much to say today. I heard he has nothing planned. I think he was in Delaware, and he did some things. Some people are very, very frustrated that he's not very active. I don't, I don't really care either way because he's not really doing much anyway. There's been such screw-ups with people in his administration not doing their job. He just doesn't seem like the type of guy that sticks his nose into everybody's business. He definitely doesn't micromanage. And so I like the formula plant in Sturgis, I believe, finally reopened now, at least 3 months after it was closed. So I don't know who dropped the ball on that. Yeah, it all falls to him, but I'm not sure if he, walks around Washington going, are you doing what you're doing? Tell me what you're doing. Are you up on this? Are you up on this? I just don't see that with him. We're being told, however, that he is pretty upset. And he has repeatedly complained to aides that he is less popular than Donald Trump. He's also expressed frustration that he was not briefed properly on the baby formula crisis. This is according to officials and allies. In a White House filled with complaints, they say, that is failing to get the message to voters, a new report reveals that a biggest source of concern is the president himself. According to Daily Mail, the result is now starting to relate him to Jimmy Carter, as people are looking at the energy crisis and the energy prices. And from what I understand, he doesn't want to be linked to Jimmy Carter. Sources told Politico that Biden recently erupted about the way he was not kept up to speed, about the enormity of the baby formula shortage that gripped much of the country. He made his feelings clear in phone calls to allies after seeing cable news coverage of young mothers in tears as they described how they worried they could not feed their children. So here's my problem with that, okay? He wasn't briefed. You and I knew there were supply chain issues day one. We saw that. We saw that last year. We saw that this year when we heard, I don't know if he reads the news. Maybe, I don't know if he, but I read, and I try to read from multiple sources. I also read not only from CNN and MSNBC and NPR, but also Fox. And Fox talked about it. So even if his guys or ladies didn't alert him, this was on other outlets. And if he read those outlets, Newsmax, whatever, maybe he would have been, guys, can we check on this? He's not a very hands-on president. And I'm not saying Trump, went everywhere either. I mean, I think Obama was at a Best Buy or a Target. Obama would try to get out there, meet the people. We saw it with Clinton. Clinton would go into a McDonald's, things like that. So I don't really know if we saw that much with Trump and all that, but that's what happens when you have presidents that are very, very highly controversial. But I think we all knew that there were issues. And so when we saw that there were supply chain crises, and I feel guilty, I assumed that when I heard about it, the government was very aware and they were already checking on stores, making sure there's plenty of food, plenty of baby formula. I thought the second they realized there was a supply chain crisis and they were discussing in the news, and I even discussed, look, there might be a formula shortage. I thought they were on it. And we're being told that Biden is upset that he was not kept up to speed. Is that just to, deflect blame? What was somebody not doing their job? Have they been fired? Is it that, there was plenty, but they had to ship it to the border? What happened? And my worry is, if that hasn't been looked at, what about, other things? Medications, bandages, ventilators, oxygen. Now, I get shortages are going to happen. I get that. The government in the past has had to ration. But we have checks and balances so that we could warn people ahead of time. And maybe that's another thing. Maybe they knew about it, but they didn't want to tell people because they thought people would hoard. Look at what happened with the masks. They told us we didn't need masks in the beginning of COVID because they didn't want us to hoard them from the hospitals because there weren't enough. So they're like, nah, we don't need masks. And I'm like, oh, yeah, now everybody has to wear a mask. I mean, is it that they did know, but they're like, look, we're going to cause a panic. And then when the recall happened and they had to shut a plant down, there was no way to hide it. So high gas prices, soaring inflation, shortages, and I know people are mixed on how much, Biden is to blame on that. But there just doesn't seem to be that the decisions that go, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to limit spending. We're going to, take care of our own. We're going to, get better control of crime, the border. One reason why we have inflation is because companies have lost a lot due to theft, and they have to spend a lot more on security. I told you I was in a drugstore, and I start seeing all this plastic, and plexiglass and things locked up. So now you need to hire staff to help more customers, and you need to outfit all these locks because people are stealing. Who's going to pay for that? The prices are going up. So if you control crime, you control people stealing things off the shelves, you make sure production is going right, you cut red tape that's causing a plant to be closed for 3 months, you might be able to make some things work. Robert Gibbs, who was press secretary under President Obama, said, it's something that has bedeviled quite a few previous presidents. Lots of things happen on your watch, but it doesn't mean there's a magic wand to fix it. The limits of the presidency are not well grasped. The responsibility of the president is greater than the tools he has to fix it. And I get that. People are looking to him going, do something. Do something. And all we're hearing is, well, you know what we'll do? Well, maybe we'll write off college debt. I mean, the problem is after years of, you know, of rhetoric of defunding the police and you know, mandates, and I mean, they caused issues, and you still have people say, nope, I don't want to get the shot, I don't want to go to work, I don't want to go to work if I could get, you know, shot, I don't want to get a shot vaccine, and I don't want to be shot, so I'm not going back to work. And these are things that sadly he might not be able to fix right away, but his rhetoric didn't help. So his poll numbers seem to be, you know, less than what President Trump's was. And I don't know why President Trump's, you know, was such a controversial figure. I think once you knew he was, you know, playing the media with the tweets, I didn't really care that much about the tweets. Just get stuff done. But remember, 2020 happened under his watch, too. You know, he could only do so much, but when these public officials and states wanted to lock down, they locked down. He couldn't control that. So, you know, lockdowns happened anyway. I get it's frustrating. You know, I don't want to see Biden fail. It doesn't matter what side of the political aisle you're on. You want the country to do well. And it kind of looks like a joke right now. And I get the war doesn't help. We've had, issues with COVID and supply chain crisis and now, you know, supplies that Ukraine provided. I get it's multifactorial, but we just don't seem to have the strength. We just don't seem to have that understanding. We have this deflection, and it looks like their priorities are off. If your priority was, look, we have supply chain issues, we're going to own up to it, we're going to maybe roll back the mandates, we're going to get people back to work, and we're going to see which sector is going to be in trouble, because 3-4 months down the line, we're going to be in trouble, I would be more forgiving. But instead, it was no, just it was all about the mandates, and it was all about, you know, I think we've got to get our priorities straight. 1-877-DOLLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.